I'm reading to you from Tanakh, the Holy Scriptures, the New Jewish Publication Society translation according to the traditional Hebrew text. I'm reading from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 51, for the leader, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had come into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, as befits your faithfulness, in keeping with your abundant compassion. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly of my iniquity, and purify me of my sin. For I recognize my transgressions, and I am ever conscious of my sin. Against you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so you are just in your sentence and right in your judgment. Indeed, I was born with iniquity. With sin my mother conceived me. Indeed, you desire truth about that which is hidden. Teach me wisdom about secret things. Purge me with hyssop till I am pure. Wash me till I am whiter than snow. Let me hear tidings of joy and gladness, and let the bones you have crushed exult. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Fashion a pure heart for me, O God. Create in me a steadfast spirit. Do not cast me out of your presence, or take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me again rejoice in your help. Let a vigorous spirit sustain me. I will teach transgressors your ways, that sinners may return to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, God my deliverer, that I may sing forth your beneficence. O Lord, open my lips, and let my mouth declare your praise. You do not want me to bring sacrifices. You do not desire burnt offerings. True sacrifice to God is a contrite spirit. God, you will not despise a contrite and crushed heart. May it please you to make Zion prosper, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will want sacrifices offered in righteousness, burnt and whole offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.